Listener Production.
Hi, it's Damien Carbon with your news briefing. Police have launched an investigation into claims a woman was sexually assaulted at a Pilbara mine site over the weekend. The assault allegedly occurred at the Roy Hill site. Spokesperson says they're fully cooperating with investigators. Swimming Australia has welcomed a decision by FINA to restrict trans athletes from women's swimming events, endorsing a fair environment. They've commended the world governing body on recommending a new open category. The vote follows debate between Australian politicians about trans athletes in women's sport. Education Minister Tanya Plibersek telling Seven this morning it's a decision for the sporting bodies.
I guess if you're talking about fractions of a second between who comes first and who comes third, you would be looking for any of those sorts of advantages. But, you know, this can very safely be left to individual sporting codes to work out.
Legendary sports broadcaster Bruce McAvaney has been inducted into the Logies Hall of Fame. McAvaney says his most special AFL call was with his mate Dennis Cometti.
And Dennis and I started as colleagues and we ended up as friends. Can you ask for any more than that? And that AFL grand final that we called his last, when the Bulldogs broke the drought and defeated the Swans, remains my favourite memory as a football caller.
Well, Lego Masters presenter Hamish Blake took out the gold Logie. He also won the Bert Newton Award. And Billy Joel is heading to Australia for a one-off show in Melbourne. The Piano Man takes to the stage on December 10 as part of the Always Live trip. Tickets go on sale July 4. In sport, Dustin Martin was back at training this morning at Punt Road in Melbourne after spending most of last week in bed with the flu. The champ expected to be back for the Tigers' clash against Geelong on Saturday. The West Coast Eagles will miss Jeremy McGovern for a number of weeks after he spent a second night at Royal Perth Hospital. He broke his ribs on Saturday in the loss to Geelong. The Eagles hosting Essendon this Friday night at Optus Stadium. And England's Matt Fitzpatrick has won the US Golf Open this morning by just one shot. Listener.